AM 910 WJZW, there's 815 with Carl and Eric. And once a week, we check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. And the program is called Ask Asbury. Susie Cloyd founded this, and every week answers a lot of different questions she gets over the weeks and months about retirement living, especially at a CCRC community. Joining us this morning, the person who handles all the outreach and marketing and everything that tries to put community together is Judy Cox. Morning, Judy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. You made it through the rain okay.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's good.
Stayed dry.
Good news for sure. So here we are in the middle of the summertime, and yes, we've got summertime rain, but we've got lots of summertime activities going on. For several weeks now, you and Susie have been talking about the big July celebration, a celebration of patriotism, and that, I think, is tomorrow?
That's right, yes. Tomorrow is going to be our Freedom Barbecue. Mm-hmm. So we have celebrated the whole month of July with our patriotism, mm-hmm. and as FunFest kicks off, we were wanting to have our Freedom Barbecue. We had that last year with Backdraft Barbecue Truck, and that was a fan favorite. They brought delicious barbecue and sides, and our associates and guests and residents were able to partake in that, and it was just a hit, so we're really looking forward to that tomorrow.
No doubt about it, too. Now, the hours, when folks going to get their appetites ready and come on and take part in it?
Yes, so we will start lunch at 11 tomorrow. So 11 to 1, stop in, we'll have lunch. Kurt Matheson will be there playing some patriotic tunes. And we're hoping for good weather, so fingers crossed that we will have some beautiful sunshine out tomorrow.
I'm sure you will, because if you don't have the right weather, Susie's going to get after the Weather
That's
Bureau,
right.
I can tell. So you'll probably have pretty good weather for that, too. So, that, as you said, this is this now the second year? I know you had it last year. Is it the second year running? Obviously, you get a good thing like this, people respond to it positively, and you think, yeah, let's try to do that again, too. That's been a kind of a hallmark of a number of things that you do year in and year out, right?
That's right. So this year we also had our second Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show, which we talked about the last time I was here. I'm coming up on 2 years with Asbury, so I kind of got to kick off some of those first events. And we've had some definite fan favorites that we've been repeating and adjusting as needed. So we've really enjoyed seeing what works for our community.
Absolutely. Now, are you doing more gardening now as a result of 2 years?
Absolutely. The guy that does my lawn actually said, we're going to have a discussion because every time I come over, you've got a new pot of flowers or something else growing.
Oh, that's great. That sounds great. Judy Cox joining us from Asbury Place in Kingsport. She handles marketing and outreach. And, of course, the big event tomorrow is celebrating patriotism. But there's, I would venture to say, now correct me if I'm wrong, but there, at least in terms of different kinds of scale, there's something going on every week at Asbury Place, isn't there?
Absolutely. So we actually have an activities calendar that our residents can go by.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that can be found each day of the week. Yesterday, they kicked off the morning with a trip to Warrior's Path, and then there was strength training. Later on, they did yoga, bingo, of course, every Monday. And I know this week the residents are really looking forward to some Tai Chi.
Wow, I tell you what. Sounds like everybody's so busy over there that maybe they're going to have to do a little more resting, Ellen.
I love Tai Chi. It's delicious. I'm thinking about something.
You're thinking of chai tea.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, there you go. So with events kind of as our springboard this week in a conversation here, Julia, you said you got something coming up toward the end of next month that you might want to at least tease the concept a little bit about.
Yeah, of course. So we want to provide the single solution for anything that you may be looking for. We want you to come live your best life with Asbury Place Kingsport. So we will be having an open house on Tuesday, August 29th from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
You can come view our floor plans and kind of see what Asbury is all about and what we have to offer. Of course, that's not limited to our meal plans. We've got we're pet friendly, scheduled transportation, all kinds of educational programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we just really want to let our community know about our affordable range for options and our inclusive monthly fee.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you mentioned pets. Do within a certain limit. Does Asbury Place allow multiple pets?
We do, actually. We have a couple people that have more than just one pet.
Mm-hmm.
One individual in particular has a cat and some birds. I don't know how that works out behind closed doors, but she definitely stays happy with her multiple pets.
So that is a provision that folks can bring multiple pets. Say if you had a couple of small dogs, would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that actually live in the villas that have multiple dogs, and it's easy to access for them because they can constantly walk the neighborhood.
Right.
I know there's a couple I see out each morning walking their two poodles, and they always are looking forward to that morning walk.
Absolutely. Everybody gets exercise when you walk into your pets. There's no doubt about that. I say dogs. Nobody's walking a cat. I can guarantee that.
Well, we've tried, but the one that we got on the little halter, she is figured out a way to just, she'll wiggle out of it like nobody's business. And the other one's just too big.
Just too big.
I bought like a miniature thing for a dog.
Oh,
and it was still too small.
Not big enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard that though.
Okay, all right. We won't talk about the cats anymore.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the cats. My very first day, I walk in, I see one cat out on the courtyard on a leash. Thought I must be dreaming.
Wow.
I see another cat out on the leash. I'm like, so around here people are training their dogs, cats?
Wow.
What's next?
How about that?
I have seen somebody walking their dog on a leash, and then their cat is literally walking right behind them.
Leashless? No
leashless. And I'm like looking at it. It was in a big apartment complex in Charlotte, and I'm sitting there going, what is going on here? And I ask her about it, and she says, she's just so jealous that I take him out walking. She just says, I'm coming too, and just follows us the whole time. And I'm like, man, I wish my cat would do that.
You should have videoed that, and you could have monetized it and made a million. That's wonderful. Let me ask you that, too, because is that something that you and your position as a sort of community coordinator of outreach and so forth, that do you have a video? Do you shoot video for events and this sort of thing, too?
We do. So I have actually just recently started doing some videos on our camcorder. We have a Canon camcorder that's got a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple weeks ago, actually, one of our residents led us skits and stories. It was about an hour-long show that she had multiple different residents act in, and they broke it up. She would come between each skit and tell a story or a joke or a punchline, and then they'd come out and do another scene. So I was able to catch all that on video. We got it uploaded to Vimeo online, and we were able to share it with residents and their family members.
Wonderful. A lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Do I see more of these in the future?
Yes, absolutely. And now that I've gotten the gist of it, I'm ready to rock and roll.
A director.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what.
The hardest part has been getting the microphones right. That's kind of been my delay, but I've had several different calls with someone that can direct me in the right direction, and now I feel like we're in a pretty solid state.
Very good. Very good. That's a lot of fun. That's going to be, I can see new vistas opening up throughout the entire Asbury Place complex, too. So what feedback did you get from residents on that, by the way? I'm sure it's all positive, but at the same time, it's
so
a new
excited venue
for them, though.
Exactly. So when they got word that the video was out, because not everyone is up on their email, I was able to share it, and they were able to send it to family members. So we were really excited to be able to share with everyone who wasn't able to be there.
Sure. Internally, is that the quickest way that you deal with residents for communications, aside from picking up the phone, is just email, or texting, or what?
Email, and we have a newsletter that goes out on a weekly basis, so they can always find upcoming events, any kind of announcements we may have, and any kind of recap for events that they may have missed.
Is that a digital newsletter, or print, or both?
We can do both. It goes out to subscribers on email, but it can be printed as well.
Interesting. So you can have it available there for folks who may be coming and visiting.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. So we're looking behind the scenes right now at all the different outreach and marketing initiatives that Julia is involved with, too. Many of which Susie doesn't even know about yet, but that's okay. So I'm just kidding. But as we roll into the fall now, I'm not going to ask you to comment on upcoming sorts of promotions, because I know you're still dealing with a number of those, although I guarantee that the fall will be filled, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it has been in years past. I don't expect it to be any different, too. So, Judy Cox joins us as a marketing and outreach director and also general planner of activities for everybody. Well, I know you have activity directors, but you work hand in gloves with them as well. But nevertheless, to let us know what's going on at Asbury Place and how you could be a part of it and find out more about it. Now, of course, as Susie says, always get in touch with Asbury if you're interested in learning more about it, and perhaps you can line up a visit to the facility as well, too. So how do folks get in touch generally with Asbury, Julia?
Absolutely. So I encourage all of our listeners to go follow us on Facebook. You can find us just by searching Asbury Place Kingsport. There I keep daily updates with what's going on, events that are coming up, and as I said, recapping anything that may be taking place at the community. You can also call the marketing department 423-900-8828 or go to our website, asburyplacekingsport.org.
That covers all the bases right there. Julia Cox joins us, and it's always a lot of fun to think out loud with you, too. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have